of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here's a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First up, from the News and Observer, some popular area restaurants are welcoming indoor diners once again. Here's a list. This was published May 25th and written by Drew Jackson. A few glimpses of normalcy have crept back into the world. At this point last year, North Carolina was in Phase 1, which meant indoor dining rooms could begin serving guests for the first time since the pandemic began. Despite that, many of the Triangle's most popular restaurants stuck with takeout and outdoor dining and used their interiors for prep. But for all the takeout and patio picnics that have sustained many restaurant owners over the past year, it's the dining room that separates having a meal and having an experience. It's those spaces, be it a fine dining room or dive, where we can live, eat, and drink and be transported into someone's vision of hospitality. With low COVID-19 case counts and increasing vaccinations, many of the holdouts have invited diners back inside. Some are institutions, restaurants that launched the modern Triangle dining scene, while others hoped to find their first footing in a very slippery year. Here's a roundup of old favorites and new projects that have opened or are set to open their dining rooms for the first time in at least a year. 106 Main, located at 106 East Main Street in Durham, 919-593-0560. A cherished dive on Main Street in Durham, 106 Main survived on retail beer sales and to-go cocktails, but reopened this spring. A Place at the Table, located at 300 West Hargett Street, Suite 50 in Raleigh, 919-307-8914. The popular Pay What You Can Cafe in Raleigh launched a major expansion before the pandemic. Starting in June, the larger A Place at the Table will resume indoor service and unveil a larger menu with waffles and grits. The indoor dining room will reopen June 15th. Acme Food and Beverage, located at 110 East Main Street in Carrboro, 919-929-2263. This longtime Carrboro favorite hasn't stopped pivoting for a year. After holiday meal packages, patio seating, weekly meal kits, Acme reopened its dining room in May. Arcana, located at 331 West Main Street in Durham, 919-973-1675. This Durham cocktail bar remained closed for 1 year and 1 month, but reopened in April. The Crunkleton, located at 320 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, 919-969-1125. One of North Carolina's most influential bars stayed dormant for much of the last year, but reopened this spring after North Carolina allowed bars to reopen indoors. Durham Food Hall, 530 Foster Street, Suite 1 in Durham, 919-908-9339. Conceived as a place to bring people together, the Durham Food Hall spent its first year only being a place to pick up meals. On May 24th, the Durham Food Hall opened to dine-in customers for the first time, meaning burritos, bagels, wood-fired pizzas, and crab rolls from more than a half dozen vendors could be eaten indoors. East Cut Sandwich Bar, located at 3211 Old Chapel Hill Road in Durham, 984-439-1852. This popular Durham sandwich shop will gradually ease into dine-in in three phases, opening up its front porch this month, followed by its large tinted garden, and finally a spaced-out dining room. Customers haven't seemed to mind, the owner said, but dine-in brings back a solid beer list and spiked slushies. Garland, located at 14 West Martin Street in Raleigh, 919-833-6886. After a few weeks of take-and-bake meals, Garland built a patio oasis on Martin Street. It braved the winter with heaters, and in April opened its dining room to guests for the first time in more than a year. Oak City Meatball, 180 East Davy Street in Raleigh, 919-714-9014. This Raleigh lunch favorite took a long pandemic break, but has recently reopened for dinner service. Oakwood Pizza Box, located at 610 North Person Street in Raleigh, 919-594-1605. Diners are used to pizza in a takeout box, so Oakwood's legions of fans have been happy to grab their slices to go. This Person Street pizzeria hasn't opened up indoors, but on sunny days it serves a handful of seats from its front window. For an expanded dine-in option, check out Oakwood's new Little Pizza Box inside Durham's Ponysaurus Brewery. Pools, located at 426 South McDowell Street in Raleigh, 919-832-4477. Perhaps Raleigh's most famous restaurant, a table at Pools isn't an easy get. Typically walk-in only, Pools is currently only seating by reservation. Panchudo, located at 110 South Churton Street in Hillsboro, 919-732-6261. The heart of Hillsboro's dining scene, Panchudo has been closed for the past year, except for a few months of meal kits and the pandemic spinoff project, Hillsboro Bake Shop. After renovations, it opened in May for reservation only and created a new service model that limits interaction between servers and diners. Relish, located at 5625 Creedmoor Road in Raleigh, 919-787-1855. Like many restaurants, Relish relied on its outdoor tables for much of last year and kept the dining room closed. With falling case counts and rising vaccinations, it reopened at the end of April. Stanberry, located at 938 North Blunt Street in Raleigh, 919-977-4321. In the winter, Stanberry set up heaters and a canopy, and fans flocked to the popular Raleigh neighborhood restaurant. After closing for renovations, the Stanberry is now open indoors for walk-ins only. Standard Beer and Food, located at 205 East Franklin Street in Raleigh, 919-322-1499. This Raleigh microbrewery opened in the winter with just picnic table seating and pop-up food trucks. This month, it reopened a newly renovated dining room that adds more seats to what was once a grocery space. And Union Special Bread, located at 2409 Crabtree Boulevard, Suite 102 in Raleigh, 984-200-3094. This star bakery is also a popular cafe for lunch and weekend brunch, and for whatever the craving hits, soft-serve ice cream in a croissant cone. The dining room will reopen in June. Continuing on with the News and Observer, here's your first look at the menu of Ashley Christensen's new North Carolina chicken restaurant, written by Drew Jackson and published on May 20th. The chicken sandwich world, according to Ashley Christensen, is just as hot as it is not. This week, the James Beard award-winning chef unveiled the menu for BB's Crispy Chicken, her fast casual group of restaurants opening this year. At the heart of BB's are chicken sandwiches, especially spicy chicken sandwiches. Half of the BB sandwich menu includes a series of escalatingly spicy sauces, from the tang of a buffalo sauce, the tingle of jalapeno, an Alabama white sauce of Duke's mayo spiked with Tabasco, and the red scorpion, which combines tropical fruits with scorpion peppers, reaching 35,000 on the Scoville scale, or roughly five times as spicy as a jalapeno. The milder sandwiches come without hot sauce, topped instead with just pickles or veggies, as well as one with pimento cheese and another with barbecue and cheese sauces, and a warning to have the napkins handy. Choose your own spice adventure. In putting a spotlight on spice, Christensen said the range of hot chicken sandwiches goes from tepid to searing, and that she wanted BB's to allow spice lovers to choose their own adventure. There is a lot of hot and spicy chicken out there, Christensen said in an email. It's generally hotter than hell, or it's a slightly spiced mayo. We love the idea of options here and being able to share the Scoville scale so folks can really have a transparent understanding of what they are signing up for. Last thing in the world you want is to get home and have a sandwich that's too spicy to enjoy, or one that doesn't have the kick for which you were hoping. The Scoville scale measures the heat of hot peppers, from zero Scoville units for bell peppers to millions for the world's hottest peppers. The Smithsonian magazine said a typical bottle of Tabasco sauce is 2,500 to 5,000 Scoville units. Fried chicken sandwiches have been beloved ever since they were slapped between two pieces of bread, but are all of a sudden teetering on obsession. Menus throughout the triangle, including Christensen's Beasley's Chicken and Honey, preach the crunchy, salty, fatty gospel. It's a sort of timeless offering, Christensen told the News and Observer in pre-pandemic 2020. There's some version of a crispy chicken dish in nearly every culture of food. At BB's, the buns are brioche and the sandwiches are battered instead of breaded, which the brand describes as shatteringly crisp. The sandwiches either come as a boneless breast, gluten-free tenders, or as fried green tomatoes for a veggie option. There will be brined fries, sweet potato waffle fries, and fried cheese curds as side, and the sweets include shakes and fried pies like apples and cherry. Fried Chicken Wars. BB's represents a local contender in the ongoing chicken sandwich wars, which have pitted the largest fast food chains in the country in the pursuit of golden brown glory. The likes of Popeyes, Zaxby's, McDonald's, Wendy's, and others have launched new chicken sandwiches in the past few years, each aimed at unseating Chick-fil-A from its sandwich throne. In 2019, Popeyes introduced the chicken sandwich that seemed to set off the latest craze, selling out of months of supply in a matter of days. BB's plans to open three initial locations this year, beginning with the Midtown East development in Raleigh, followed by University Hill in Durham and Parkside Commons in Cary. The restaurant falls outside of owner Christensen's own AC Restaurants Group and is instead a partnership with MDO Holdings, which owns the Durham Food Hall. MDO Holdings President Doug Worf said that the first BB's is slated to open in July, pending any construction delays. The Midtown East development is part of Raleigh's Wegman Shopping Center and includes a Cava and a newly opened Torchy's Tacos. Sam Jones Barbecue arrives in Raleigh, offering up top-notch barbecue, ribs, and sides. This was published May 22nd on the NC Triangle Dining website and written by Ron Wynn. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 502 West Lenore Street in Raleigh, phone number 984-206-2555. If you've spent any time in North Carolina, you quickly learn about the area's passion for barbecue. And whether you're a fan of Eastern North Carolina barbecue or Western North Carolina barbecue, you'll have legendary Q Shacks that you just have to try and check out. Skylight Inn is one of those barbecue classics, and third-generation pitmaster Sam Jones is part of that barbecue legacy. With his original restaurant in Winterville and now his newest location in Raleigh, you don't have to travel very far to try out his top-notch whole hog barbecue that's smoked over oak. Located a couple of blocks away from the Red Hat Amphitheater, you'll find his delicious smoked meats and southern sides just a stone's throw away from the downtown action. Given the restaurant opened up during the pandemic, the first couple of meals I did at Sam Jones Barbecue were takeout, but recently I got in for a seated meal. Here's what to expect if you visit. Located in a newly growing neighborhood of Raleigh, Sam Jones Barbecue sits amidst some brand new apartment buildings, condos, and not too far from the ever-popular Bolted Bread. Inside, you'll find a very similar space to his original restaurant. The interior is basic and southern, with a concrete floor, painted wood, and marble dining countertops snaking along the back of the space. There's a smallish dining space inside, along with a private room upstairs, but where I'd imagine you'd want to eat is at one of the sidewalk tables up front or a table on the side patio. Sam Jones Barbecue is fast casual. Order up front and the food is brought out to you. However, if there's a line up front, you can work around it by just dining at the bar in back. Prices at Sam Jones Barbecue are a touch higher than the Winterville location, from $7 to $16, and you can choose from the usual favorites: smoked pork barbecue, turkey, chicken, and ribs. Dine on your smoked meat in plate or sandwich format, along with some wonderful southern sides like collards, mac and cheese, baked beans, and more. Plates come with cornbread or my favorite, the sweet potato muffin. There's also a handful of salads and non-smokehouse items on the menu. Choose from a chicken club, burger, fish sandwich, or pimento cheese sandwich. As a starter, I'm a fan of the smoked wings. Slicked with some barbecue sauce, it's a perfect way to get your meal started, sans pork. But given we're in North Carolina, the pig reigns supreme, and that it does at Sam Jones Barbecue. The smoked ribs are excellent here, lean and meaty, cooked so they pull easily from the bone. And of course the barbecue. Going back to their Skylight Inn origins, Sam does a wonderful lightly chopped cue. I've seen him prepare this barbecue at media events, and they work in bits of cracklin into the meat for some crunchy texture. And I'm pretty sure they work in more drippings to keep the meat moist and full of umami. I think the barbecue here is as good as any you'll get in the Triangle. Beyond the smoked meats, I also really appreciate the southern sides at Sam Jones Barbecue. The collards are perfectly cooked, leaving some texture and shape to the greens. The baked beans are loaded with ground meat, cowboy style. And that sweet potato muffin just tops off the whole meal. You definitely get a lot of food eating here. As a bonus, the beer list is pretty solid, offering more than basic domestic brews for your meal bevy. Overall, I've been very impressed by what Sam Jones Barbecue is putting out. It's not that easy to open during a pandemic, but they handled things with aplomb. From their perfectly smoked meats, well-prepared southern sides, to the friendly service, I doubt you can go wrong here. It sort of reminds me of what the Pit used to be like when it first opened. So welcome to Raleigh, Sam Jones. It's great to have you in town, along with your wonderful food. Sam Jones Barbecue is located at 502 West Lenore Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-206-2555. Next, a review of Cowfish, published May 21st on the Eat Raleigh blog. Cowfish is located at 4208 Six Forks Road, Suite 100 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-784-0400. A few years ago, with my then toddler in tow, my first visit to Cowfish in North Hills was a shock to my already weary stimulus system. The music, TVs, bold decor, giant fish tank, all of it felt a little too much to handle after dealing with my kid all day. But it's in this kaleidoscope of chaos that Cowfish defines itself. And something that's a bit endearing, especially as we find ourselves on the other side of a pandemic, and we could use something fun. The clash of all the different scenery stimuli serve as a backdrop to its clash of menu offerings, burgers and sushi. It's a combo that bewilders most diners when they first hear about two of these regional cuisines' defining dishes on the same menu. But after the initial shock, you see what Cowfish is. The duo works. Cowfish invited us out for a lunch because, like all restaurants, the restaurant is trying to navigate the new reality set by the pandemic. Especially since this new reality has kept most of the hungry lunch crowd at home, away from their office buildings, and the restaurant. But the secret is, lunchtime at Cowfish is a time you really get to enjoy the food without a lot of the theatrics of the place. Heck, you even get to avoid the long waits for a table during the dinner service. There is an app to help you with that, though. Dishes like the spicy poke dip with nicely prepared chunks of spicy tuna, yellowtail, and salmon show that you can trust a burger place with your raw fish. At the glowing endorsement of our server, we added the Mark's Roll to our first course, a textural balance of crunchy, soft, and fresh, with a nice brightness thanks to the ponzu sauce. While Cowfish might not be your traditional sushi place, it's not like you'll be sitting down to multi-course omakase meals. These fusion-style restaurant sushi rolls is where Cowfish is on par with most other sushi places. Cowfish's bento box offerings is really the thing that had me get over that first trip to the restaurant. Cowfish's bento box allows each individual component to stand up on its own merits. A juicy burger slider, well-executed sushi roll, a selection of side dishes that complement the two main stars of the plate. It may not have the flash of the burgershi, excuse me, but it illustrates the best things of the Cowfish menu. In the era where you have to sign up for a newsletter or be some kind of cardholder, or the restaurant doesn't even do anything special, I get a kick out of places that still give you something special for your birthday. At Cowfish, your birthday is met with a slice of chocolate cake, a birthday song, and a whack at a gong. Maybe it's a bit kitschy, even cringeworthy, and like other things at Cowfish, loud. But some of my favorite memories were made at restaurants with their ridiculous birthday songs and free dessert. I find it sweet that Cowfish makes a birthday an event. Maybe you're into the madness of the atmosphere at Cowfish. But even if you're not, there's enough substance in its food to make it worth a trip. But maybe you should go during lunch instead. Cowfish is located at 4208 Six Forks Road, Suite 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-784-0400. Beer-loving Raleigh will soon add its first cidery. Here's where to find Shady Grove. Published May 10th in the News and Observer by Drew Jackson. Raleigh's days as a brewery-only town are numbered. Shady Grove Cider, Raleigh's first cidery, will open next year as part of the city's East End market development. The new cidery pairs two beer industry vets looking to set the record straight on cider. Most people are introduced to cider as Woodchuck or Angry Orchard and never give it a second thought, said co-owner Oliver Koch. There's nothing in Raleigh that has anything to do with cider. With Shady Grove, Koch said he hopes to get ahead of the cider game and offer something new to Raleigh. He looked at downtown spaces and ultimately joined the East End development as one of the project's first publicly announced tenants. Triangle restaurateur Giorgio Bacastis also has signed on to the development with plans to open a new French restaurant called East End Bistro. The $30 million East End market is owned and developed by SLI Capital and Atlas Stark and will become a 67,000 square foot mixed-use project of 5 points on Whitaker Mill Road. Its owners say a cider house helps set it apart from the other current developments in the city. Cideries are a significant national beverage trend Raleigh is a bit behind on, said Gabe Guglioni, managing partner of Atlas Stark, in a release. Shady Grove Cidery will continue to expand East End Market's presence as the food and beverage-oriented destination we envisioned. The ciders made by Shady Grove initially will be poured straight from tanks. Koch hopes to have cider to serve by this September, which will end up on tap lists and pop-ups in and around Raleigh. The cidery itself hopes to open in March 2022. While cider will be the focus, Shady Grove will have cocktails, beer, and wine. Its space at East End will include a 3,000-square-foot production facility and tap room, plus a 3,000-square-foot patio. When it opens, Koch said Shady Grove will lean into its name, filling the space with greenery. Koch comes to cider from the beer world. He spent the last decade and a half as the beer rep for Rogue Ales out of Oregon and his hometown brewery Terrapin Beer Company in Athens, Georgia. Currently, Koch is the general manager of the Trophy Brewing-owned bottle shop State of Beer. Koch declined to name his business partner in Shady Grove, saying his partner planned to continue working as a brewer at a large national brewery while the cidery comes together. Though the Triangle is one of the busiest parts of the state for breweries, cider houses are few and far between. Bull Cider Cider Works and Botanist and Barrel are among the most prominent. Some drinkers love ciders for their sugary sweet pucker, and for others, it's that same sweetness that keeps them away. Shady Grove will specialize in dry ciders made from local North Carolina apples, Koch said, staying away from the sweet side of cider in favor of tastes that are tart and crisp. Koch said the sweetness of some ciders comes from added sugar used to speed up fermentation. Shady Grove, though, will take its time, he said. The process is closer to wine than beer, Koch said. Cider takes longer than beer to make. It's the time that's expensive. It's not the equipment. Koch said while there's a local brewery in every town these days, the beer itself is rarely local, usually coming from hops and ingredients grown far away. Cider, at least in North Carolina, is much easier to call local, Koch said, pointing to the 450 heirloom apple varieties grown in the state. With cider, we truly mean local, Koch said. I love the natural aspect of it. It's really just fermenting juice. There's seasonality to it. It's a living, breathing aspect of our special state. And a few quick fun Friday fun food facts, published June 4th on the Triangle Food blog. Traditionally, it's just the weekdays when RTP is buzzing and full of life. That is about to change this weekend with the opening of the much-anticipated Boxyard RTP this Saturday, June 5th. The new dining spots debuting this weekend are Lawrence Barbecue and Buzzy Bakes Bake Shop, along with retailers Medicine Mama's Pharmacy and 13 West. The doors officially open at 11 a.m. It's been a long time coming. Look for Bayou Cafe, Bulkogi, Carburitos, Full Steam Brewery, Lagoon Bar, Meat and Graze, RTP Uncorked, and Wonder Puff to be added in the coming months. Players Retreat will reopen on Wednesday, June 23rd, after more than a year of being closed. While the restaurant will reopen with indoor and outdoor dining, only fully vaccinated individuals will be allowed to dine inside. Bulkogi, the Korean barbecue truck, now has a permanent location at Bond Brothers' new East Side location in Cary. They noted the menu is also unique to this location. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.